So today we're going to shift gears just slightly, and I'm going to give you my top 8 health and wellness tips. And I typically don't share about physical health and wellness that often, but it is something that's super important to me. It is something that is a constant in my life. So I want to start easing it in and adding it in here and there just as I see fit. Since this is a High Vibe Wellness podcast that includes your physical wellness as well. So this is new here, but not new to me. And if you know me and have followed me for a while, you know, you just know. So my first tip for your health and wellness and staying on track is to change it up. Don't do the same thing over and over and over again, because you're going to get bored, your body is going to plateau, and then you're going to get frustrated because you're not seeing the results that you want. So don't be afraid to switch things up. My second tip is do what's fun for you. Having fun will make this more sustainable. So if you like to dance, dance. There are so many dance workout videos. If you like to run, go running. If you just like to walk, go walk. If you like hiking, or if you like strength training and weightlifting, go weightlift. If you like high intensity interval training, whatever works for you, whatever is sustainable for you and that you find interesting, do that. And again, with the first one, you can always switch it up a little bit here and there. You don't have to do the same, you know, lifting set every single day. You don't have to run the same spot, the same length every single day. Switch it up again, but do what's fun for you, because that's going to be what's most sustainable for you. If you go into a workout and you do it because, say it's Pilates. Say you want to do Pilates because you think that that's the only thing that's going to get you to your goals, and you hate Pilates. You're not going to stick with it because you hate it and you're going to be miserable, and that's not the goal. Fitness is supposed to, I mean, let's be honest, we've all seen Legally Blonde. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. So exercise is supposed to make you happy, like not in the moment, not at all. But when you're done with your exercise, it's supposed to give you that rush and that energy. So do what's fun for you. Long story short. The third suggestion is to find accountability. Whether this is a group or a person, link arms with other babes who have the same goals or goals in general. Hold each other accountable. Cheer each other on. Not only is it more fun with your friends, but you're not always going to be motivated every single day. And having an accountability partner or an accountability group will help give you the discipline to work out every day. And accountability is everything. If you are not holding yourself accountable, what are you going to get done? Or if others aren't holding you accountable and vice versa, you're not holding them accountable, what are the odds that you're going to continue for the long haul with your health and wellness journey? Or your friends are going to continue. Like, eventually, if there's no accountability, if nobody's watching, you can kind of get in that mindset of, well, what's the point? And if you're not into it, and if you're not holding your own self accountable, which is not easy to hold yourself accountable, because there are days where you are not going to want to do it, then it's not sustainable. Like, you're not going to stick with it. And I'm speaking from personal experience here. There have been many times where I've been like super fired up and I'm like, yes, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to this whole new lifestyle, and I'm going to do this so many days a week. And when I tried to do it on my own, I fell off every single time, because I'm like, there would be days where I'm like, oh, I just don't want to do it. Oh, I just don't really feel like doing it. And then those days would add up, and then I would just completely fall off. And I feel like that's super normal, and that's something that needs to be talked about more, because I feel like, you know, on the gram, you have all the like the fitness models and the fitness influencers, and they always post their workouts, and, you know, that's not always the best thing to see, especially when you're struggling with your accountability. and you're struggling, you know, any way in your health and wellness journey. So having an accountability buddy or an accountability group that's really truly there to support you and keep you on track can make such a huge difference in this journey. The fourth thing is to find your why and commit to it. If you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, you're not going to stick with it. You're not going to do it for very long. You have to dig deep to find your why. And you can kind of take yourself through a little exercise of like, okay, like, why do I want to do this? Well, I want to work out to be healthy. Why? And you just keep asking yourself why over and over and dig a little bit deeper until you get to like the actual root of why you want to do this. And you really, that's the first thing that you need to do before you even start. Because again, if you don't have your why, you're not going to stick to it. Because it's like, if I don't know why I'm doing this, why am I doing this? The fifth is to find a way of eating that works for you. Everybody is different. I personally take a more intuitive eating approach and don't restrict myself because this is what works best for me. But you also have to find what works best for you. There's so many different diets, and I hate the word diet. I typically refuse to say the word diet just because diet sounds restrictive, and the word diet sounds like a short term, like, oh, I'm gonna diet for so long, and then what, are you gonna go back to eating how you were before? Like, it's a lifestyle choice and a lifestyle shift, and so just the word diet, it just bugs me. But you have to find what works for you. But there's several different ways of eating. There's several different meal plans. Anywhere you look, everywhere you look, you can find stuff on YouTube or just a simple Google search. And sometimes it can be frustrating because, especially with nutrition, sometimes you have to play around with it a little bit before you find what works for you. And I feel like a lot of people get frustrated with that, which is another thing that having, you know, an accountability partner or group is helpful for, because, you know, y'all can bounce ideas off each other. You can lean on them, or they can lean on you when they're struggling with their nutrition. But if you can work out all the time in the world, like, you can just do nothing but work out, but if you don't work on your nutrition, you're not gonna see the results that you're wanting. So nutrition is super, super important. And again, just find what works for you. And just because something works for you doesn't mean it's going to work for someone else. And what works for someone else might not work for you. And that's perfectly okay. We are all individual humans. And not everything, we're not, you know, cookie cutters. Like, there's no one size fits all for nutrition. Same with exercise and like physical fitness and physical wellness. So you do you. Find what works for you. My sixth tip is, eat the donut. If you want a donut, eat a donut or whatever it is. Don't go crazy, but don't deprive yourself, because when you deprive yourself, then that's all you're going to think about. You're going to be like, man, I really want a freaking donut, but I can't have it because I'm trying to be healthy. And then you're going to get in this downward spiral where you're like, ugh, I hate working out. I hate trying to be healthy. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. The donut is not going to derail you in your progress like a lot of people try to make it seem. A great example of this is Sean T. And if you're not familiar with Sean T, go check him out. He's one of my favorite fitness trainers ever. He's super high energy. Absolutely love his workouts. But he has a donut every Friday. Like, him and his family, I think they call it like Donut Fridays or something. And he's in great shape. So it just goes to show, you can have the donut. I mean, as long as you're not eating donuts every day, but if you want it, have it. You know, if you're eating clean 90% of the time, it's okay to treat yourself. And you're going to want to. Like, who wants to live in a world without donuts? Like, not me. I don't know. My seventh tip is, get support from your family and friends. Share your goals with them. And this is something that I have actually really struggled with from time to time, because I mean, I feel like I'm moving out of that now, but before I was always just a very private person. Like, I just kind of did my own thing. Like, I didn't really talk to my friends or family about what I was doing for, like, my health and wellness. So I was just like, oh, you know, like, I'll just do my own thing. But when you get support from your friends and family, that can also help with your accountability, for one, but it makes things easier. Like, share your nutrition goals with whoever you live with, your mom, your dad, your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, and they just might make an effort to have healthier things around the house or to bring you home a healthier snack one day. Just the little things here and there. And that way they know what your goals are. They know what you're working towards. And again, they can also help hold you accountable for doing your workouts and eating clean. And my last tip is to take the rest days. You need rest days. Your body cannot go, 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 go. And it's, like I said, it's different for everybody. It's, people go through different seasons, and there's some people with these programs that it's like a workout every single day, but it's only for 3 weeks. And then that's fine, because it's a short-term thing. But if you're constantly going and going and not giving your body a break, you're not giving your body a chance to recover, and you're not going to be able to see those results because your body is so stressed out from constantly going that it's not going to be able to, you know, incorporate all the work that you've been doing. So please take your rest days. Don't get guilted into not taking rest days, because you absolutely need them. Like, currently right now I'm doing 5 days on and 2 days off. And those 2 days, I try to literally not do much of anything. So just do what works for you, but definitely however you need to split it up, but just please take your rest days. And that's all I've got for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it's a teeny bit different than normal, but it's still a big part of me and it's still very important. So I want to start kind of throwing stuff like that in here every now and then. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Reach out if you need me, if you need any kind of support. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you guys next week.